providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in back to KER Politics. We're talking about the filibuster situation which went on this past week. Both Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer really tried to pull some shenanigans, but it didn't work. Jimmy, tell us about it.
Well, I would say that it didn't work in some respects, but I think there's a much deeper political story going on underneath. So we know the filibuster argument is in order to get – the Democrats are pushing to withdraw the filibuster in order to get their voting rights bill through that we talked about, this whatever freedom vote, ridiculous arguments that were basically a lot of false statements. But what happened in the actual like machinations of the House and then the Senate is really, really interesting. Nancy Pelosi pulled language out of a NASA funding bill, included Joe Manchin's voting rights recommendation bill in order to get it through the House on a partisan vote. So that vote went forward. Chuck Schumer put it up for the Senate for a vote. Now, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi both knew that they were not going to get a vote because the filibuster was going to stay intact because Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin have made it very clear they're not going to drop the filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, why did Chuck Schumer allow a vote that they knew was going to fail on this voting rights bill? Why did they let that go forward? And I'll tell you, my perception of the political angle here is they're trying to rile up the progressive left and protect their position with the progressive left by pretending that they're doing something even though they knew it wouldn't work. My guess is that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi down deep really don't want the filibuster to be gone because, oh, by the way, if Republicans win the Senate back in November of this year, then they could push through all kinds of things. They put the House and the Senate through Republican hands.
We're looking at one vote to get the control of the Senate back.
Yes, one, and there's a lot of Democratic senators that are going to be in close races.
Yep.
This coming up November. Mark Kelly from Arizona will be one of them. There's some Republicans that are going to be facing some pushback too because of their positions, like Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. A number of people that really are going to face the music in the primaries as well as in the November election because of the failures of the Biden administration and Democratic policies.
Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting election coming up. I want to save that particular topic for the fourth segment, though, because I've got a lot of things to say about that, as I'm sure you do also. It's interesting. Go ahead, Jimmy. Sorry. Go ahead, man.
No, say, Al, and I did want to – so there's another game that was going on in the Senate, and it's been very interesting. Okay, so I will go a little bit further because I just want to kind of – flesh out this the underlying politics so people get a different view of maybe what's happening out there. So with the filibuster, Tom Cotton did a very effective speech where he stood up, he gave this speech and talked about the actual potential of trying to authoritarian control and the fact that one political party would try to put themselves in power if they did this. And at the end of the speech, he said, "These are not my words. These are Chuck Schumer's words," and put a picture of Chuck Schumer up on the Senate floor.
Mm-hmm.
He actually read a previous speech from Chuck Schumer on destroying the filibuster. So, again, they knew that something was not going to work here, that they weren't going to get it. And probably there's many Democrats that are relieved that it didn't because they see the outcome. But here's the other game that was going on. So if you remember last week, Ted Cruz was called out very strongly for being a proponent of allowing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline in Europe from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the argument, or, you know, people were screaming because, hey, look, you know, you're kowtowing to the big oil, big interests, you know, big energy interests out there. Well, and then you had Ted Cruz just a couple of days later in a public statement on January 6th, the beginning of this week, call people that were involved in the protests on January 6th domestic terrorists. And he was called out on that. Tucker Carlson was very, very astute and very pushy to say, hey, look, I know you're a smart guy. You use that word very carefully. You are very careful what you say. Why did you do it? And Ted Cruz came back and he said it made a mistake. Well, there was another game that most people probably don't know happened yesterday. There's a little bit of reporting on it. But Ted Cruz put together a bill to stop the Nord Stream 2 pipeline in the Senate. Now, this is the real irony. It was bipartisan. There was one Republican that wasn't going to vote for it, and that was Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
All 49 other Republicans were voting for it, and six Democrats that are in very close races were actually standing up to support this bill that would stop the Russian pipeline into Western Europe, or at least stop the U.S. support of it. Now, guess what the Senate Democrats had to do to stop that bipartisan bill from going forward? They had to use the filibuster. Ted
Yep.
Cruz made a masterful political move yesterday while this vote was about to go on the filibuster by forcing the Democrats to use the filibuster to stop a bipartisan bill that actually was going to stop Russian aggression, which the Biden administration right now is saying they expect the Russians to invade Ukraine with a false flag operation. So brilliant move by Ted Cruz, a lot of underlying politics, but I'll tell you one other piece of it that I think is really interesting. Ted Cruz was very smart about it because it also diverted his mistakes from supporting the big oil companies last week, as well as making the comments on domestic terrorists. So, you know, he was making a lot of very, very capable political moves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally want to get into this also into the next segment. I want to look at some of the cast of characters for the election coming up in 24. I certainly think Ted Cruz is going to be there in spades, for lack of better terms. Jim, we've got about a minute left here before we have to take another commercial break. You have anything you want to say?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, just continuing on this assessment of this week with the Biden administration, the Biden regime, you know, they are failing at their public relations. They failed with the Supreme Court on the vaccine mandate for companies over 100 people. Mm-hmm. They actually, the Supreme Court backed off and did not stay the order, making the Sixth Circuit go back and take a look at this vaccine mandates for healthcare workers, which was a mixed, kind of a split decision.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are happening that really, really slam the Biden administration badly this week. And I just want to reiterate what I've said previously. It is not going to get better for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. He is not going to get more support. He is going to face some very difficult challenges in the next week.
I happen to agree with you 1,000%. I think the next 2 years are not going to be pleasant for either Biden or Harris, but I guess time will very definitely tell on that one. Okay, Jimmy and I are going to be right back to wrap up KER Politics.